Dig down deep now, America. The deeper you dig now, the deeper the hole you put Hitler in. Back the attack. Buy war bonds till it hurts, and then some.
What is a reigning beauty?
A girl who's all wet.
Correct. Pay that man $8. If four Frankfurters cost 10 cents, what is 500?
Baloney.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. Once again, Peel's, brewers of New York's own extra premium beer, bring you their special educational feature, It Pays to Be Ignorant, presided over by that famous scholar, historian, and Cracker Jack prize collector, member of the team of Howard and Shelton, Tom Howard.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce Elliott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are with that daffy quiz program again, with a board of experts who are such bores, they make termites look like amateurs. Because I'm too lazy to work, I have to introduce them to you. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How to Kiss a Girl Without Removing Your Cigar or Hot Lips I Have Known. Here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. Mr. Howard, I have a poem. As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. Each wife had seven cats. Each cat had seven kits.
Okay.
I wonder what a man wants with so many cats.
All right.
Imagine having to put all those cats out every night.
Yeah, that's quite a job. But let's forget about it. Don't worry about it, Mr. McNaughton. Next, we have a woman who was known in her younger days as the Belle of the Brawl. A woman so wide, she could only walk down one-way streets. Here she is, Miss Lula McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, I never realized until the other day how few people live in California.
What makes you think there are so few people living in California?
Well, my cousin Gertie's out there, and I just got a letter from her.
I see.
And she says it's so cold out there, everybody sleeps under two blankets.
I see.
You know, you can't get many people under two blankets.
No.
Naturally.
Miss McConnell, if you ever find a place where they give brain transfusions, be sure and get one. Next, we have a man who is so lazy, he rolls under the dresser every morning and waits for the collar button to find him. A man who only works because he is too nervous to steal. Here he is, Mr. George Shelton.
You know, Mr. Hart, I had a tooth pulled out today.
Uh-huh.
See, this one here, right here.
All right.
Where?
That one there, can you see
it? I don't see it.
Never
of course you can't see it. I had it pulled out.
All right.
Well, no wonder I can't see it.
No.
Did you take gas?
I should say not. I'm allergic to gas. Makes me dopey.
Makes you dopey. You must have taken an overdose when you were a baby, Mr. Sheldon. Now we come to the most amusing part of these introductions, the part where I tell you we have music on the program. Then in the same breath, I call your attention to the corn cobblers. Here they are. Thank you. Now that we have all the cows in the barn, we'll get right on with the program. The first question tonight comes from a Miss Davies of Belrose, Long Island. Her question is, what beverage do we get from tea leaves? Did you get that, Mr. McNaughton?
I beg pardon?
I say, did you get it?
Was I supposed to get it?
What do you mean, were you supposed to get it?
Well, when you said, what beverage do we get from tea leaves, I thought you were speaking to all of us.
I mean, did you get the question?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
You didn't hear the... You just repeated it.
I did? Wasn't that clever of me?
Yeah, it was.
Yes, very clever. Reminds me of the time I went fishing.
What's fishing got to do with it?
There I was out in the ocean. Oh, it was a beautiful day. Yes. And there in the distance of the cool green water was a lone shark.
You know, those guys will follow you any place.
Yes. Cut it out.
Did he have the sheriff with him?
No, this was a man-eating shark.
Oh. I guess that's what happened to the sheriff.
That's what happened to the sheriff. All right. Listen, you three civilian secrets. We have a question here. What beverage do we get from tea leaves?
I had my fortune told by tea leaves, Mr. Howard.
By tea leaves?
Uh-huh. And
who
you know
cares?
What she told me?
No.
She said I was going to meet a tall, dark, handsome man.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to take me in his arms and kiss me.
Yeah.
Think of it.
Yeah. Miss McConnell, that will never happen.
I know, but think of it.
Think of it.
Will you ever kiss Miss McConnell?
Oh, sure. Sadie Wright's little boy kissed me the other day.
Yeah, he's probably teething and he has to bite something, Miss McConnell.
Oh, yay. Well, listen, Bonehead. I just wish I was your wife. I'd make you miserable for the rest of your life.
Miss McConnell, if you were my wife, I wouldn't want to live the rest of my life.
You better look out what you say about me, or I'll bring my old man up here and beat you over the head with him.
No, beat you over. No. The question is, and was, and always will be, what beverage do we get from tea leaves? Mr. Sheldon, do you drink tea?
No, I never drink anything stronger than pop.
I see.
And pop will drink anything.
Pop
will
drink anything.
I say, you people are making me thirsty.
All right. Well, drink a glass of milk, Mr. McNaughton. It's good for your blood.
Oh, I'm not bloodthirsty.
You're not bloodthirsty.
I drink milk, Mr. Howard. I drink milk from contented cows.
Isn't it easier to drink it from a glass?
Imagine lifting a cow up there.
Hey, milk can't be much good when the cows give it away.
Look, Mr. Elliott, suppose we send Miss Davies $10.51 for a question.
With love and kisses from Fields, dear Mr. Howard?
Yes, you can say that also, Mr. Elliott. The question, the answer to it is, we get from tea leaves tea. Thank you, and now here is the next question.
Mr. Howard, did you know that right here in New York there's a theater that puts on plays that have been pleasing people for thousands of years?
Sure, Chinese theater, right over next to the Manhattan Bridge.
Mr. Sheldon, how did you know there was a Chinese theater next to the Manhattan Bridge?
I used to go there to peek in.
You used to go there to peek in?
That's very good, you know.
Yeah.
I know peak skill.
Yeah, that's a different place.
Different place.
Okay.
Yes, but you didn't get what I was going to say, Mr. Howard. What I was going to say was that while Peel's beer hasn't been keeping people happy for thousands of years, it's been keeping them extra happy for over 60 years. And that goes double today. You see, back in 1883, Peel's made the pledge to produce not the most beer, but the best beer, to keep the quality up. Sticking to this pledge is a chief reason why Peel's has become known as New York's own extra premium beer. And with that name to live up to, you can be sure Peel's is more than ever determined to keep the quality up today. Yes, in spite of wartime conditions. Of course, war restrictions may leave your food store or tavern short of Peel's on occasion, but only on rare occasions. So always ask for Peel's beer by name. Then you're sure of getting beer that's extra premium for velvety smoothness and crisp, clean flavor. Have some Peel's tonight. The beer that pays you extra premiums in pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. That was very well put. The next question, folks, is a musical question. It was sent in by a Mr. Minnick of New York City. The Corn Cobblers will play a chorus of a very popular song. Mr. Minnick wants you to tell him the days in the week that are mentioned in this song. To help you with the question, I will sing the song.
You're going to sing?
Play Corn Cobblers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Howard, but we ain't got no music.
Oh, well, that's all right. Just pretend you got the music. That will satisfy me.
Just pretend you sang it. That'll satisfy everybody.
All right. Will you give me a chord, Corn Cobblers?
Give him a rope.
Okay. Won't you tell me when we will meet again? A Sunday, Monday, always. If you're satisfied.
I say, that's a very pretty song, isn't it?
At your
I wonder how it would sound if someone was to sing it.
Sunday, Monday, or
that reminds me, I've got to have my valves ground this week.
He has a lot of timbre in his voice, hasn't he?
Sounds like splinters in his throat, too.
Is he imitating Andy Devine?
Well, if he is, there's nothing divine about it.
Monday and always.
Mr. Howard, you dropped your teeth.
Oh.
Well, say, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Never mind. Now, what 2 days in the week did I mention in that song?
What song?
What? What song? The song I just finished singing.
Oh, was that singing?
Well, what did it sound like?
Oh, it sounded like whooping cough set to music.
Whooping. Now, please, what days were mentioned in the song, Sunday, Monday, or always?
Always. I never knew there was a day called always. Silly.
Mr. McNaughton, always is not a day in the week.
What is it, a holiday?
No, no, no. It's not a holiday.
Maybe it's one of those days that February doesn't have.
Mr. McNaughton, they say there's a fool born every minute. Yes. When you were born, your mother must have increased the birth rate. I'm trying to find... Listen, haven't any of you ever heard of the song Sunday, Monday, or Always?
Oh, I have, Mr. Hart. I heard Jim Crosby sing it in Dixie.
Oh.
You were in Dixie? When'd you get back?
When'd you get back?
All things Big Crosby's all right. Ah, oh, but Frank Sinatra, he's my big...
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, when I hear him sing, my goose pimples get goose pimples.
Miss McConnell, you're old enough to be Frank Sinatra's grandmother.
Well, tell him to come up and see Grandma sometime.
Hey, you know, Mr. Howard, I've just written a new song, and I dedicated it to my butcher.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
I've got plenty of nothing.
I got plenty.
Nice melody.
You're telling me.
You know, I heard a nice Irish song today. Oh, let me see. Now, what was the name of that?
An Irish song?
Yeah.
But don't you know the name of it?
Well, let me see. Don't rush me. Started with an Irish name. I know that. Now, what was that?
Well, was it Mike?
Mike? Oh, you mean Mike Country, Tis of Thee?
Mike, no.
No, that wasn't it. It was another Irish name. Wait, I got it. Kelly. Started with Kelly.
Started with Kelly?
Hmm.
Well, what was the name of the song?
California, Here I Come.
California.
In Technicolor.
Mr. Sheldon, please. Why don't you have your brain
recapped? Won't that hurt us?
Law! Can I get the resemblance of an answer from you three-cylinder heads?
Well, maybe if I sang it, it'd help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm having my voice cultivated.
Now, you are. You should have it plowed under, Mr.
Yeah? Why, I got a voice like Grace Moore.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, you better give it back to her. You're getting it all cracked.
Mr. Howard, you shouldn't say that about Miss McConnell's voice. Why, she has a tremendous obligato.
Yeah? Well, why don't she buy a new girdle, Mr.?
You know, I'm quite a singer myself. I used to sing in Madison Square Garden.
Well, wait a minute. What did you ever sing in Madison Square Garden?
Peanut candy, popcorn, meal fare. You can't sell a bottle cap without a program. Get your programs right
there. Look, Mr. Elliott, please. It looks like we just come to a dead end again. Suppose we send Mr. Minnick $12.41 for his question.
With the best wishes of Peel's Beer, Mr. Howard?
Oh, yes. Okay, Mr. Wright. With the best wishes of Peel's Beer. The day mentioned in the song, the days, rather, are Sunday, Monday...
I say, don't forget always, Mr. Howard.
All right, and always. And now for the benefit of our uptown society, the Corn Cobblers will play Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Horsey, keep your tail up, never mind about the flies.
Well, your mane is long and your hair is slick. You really got an awful kick.
Well, horsey, keep your tail up, keep the sun out of my eyes.
Thank you.
was Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, he should never have written the other four. Well, folks, that brings us up to the part of the program where we have asked the studio audience to take part. We have invited several members of the audience up here on the stage. They can ask the experts a question. If they get an intelligent answer, we give them the entire output of the United States Mint for one day. If they don't, and they won't, we just gave them enough to buy a war bond. Who was our first contestant, Mr. Elliott?
Mr. Howard, meet machinist mate second class, Joseph Crisp.
Oh. How do you do, Mr. Crisp? We're mighty glad to have you on our program. It's nice to have you with us. Is this your hometown, New York?
No.
Where are you from? Would you mind telling us?
Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Bloomfield, Connecticut? Yeah.
Well, what do you know about
Bloomfield, Connecticut?
My gosh, if that don't bring back memories.
What do you mean?
I used to work in that
town. All right. Work in that town. Please, this is getting tiresome.
No, I'm no care. I was a dentist in the Victory Garden.
You were a dentist in the Victory Garden?
Yeah, I used to pull out old roots.
You used to pull out. Never mind.
I had a lot of nerve to
pull
out.
All right, we're getting away from our contestants. Would you mind telling us what you did before you entered the service, Mr. Crisp?
Well, I used to work on construction work.
Construction work.
Operate shovels, bulldozers, jackhammers.
Oh, I see. Building bridges or things
bridges
like...
Bridges and dikes and roads.
And
building
dikes
bridges,
and roads.
Did it ever make you cross?
Never. All right, never mind. Do you like being in the service, Mr. Crisp?
Yes, very much.
You enjoying yourself in New York?
Oh, I'm enjoying myself immensely.
Fine. Met any young ladies here that you thought you'd like? Huh? You don't have to answer that. What do you intend doing when you leave the service? Construction work?
I suppose so.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Different line, though.
That'll be as good as any. Well, you certainly do make a fine-looking sailor, I will say that.
Yeah, don't he, though?
Yeah, he does.
You know, I was a spy in the last war.
You were a spy? Well, I wouldn't like that.
Oh, it's a good job if you don't lose your head.
If you don't. Well, as I said before, we're glad to have you with us, and it's nice to have you here. And have you got a question for us?
Yes. What kind of...
Take a dive.
What kind of seafood do they make fish cakes out of?
Oh, that's very good. What kind of seafood do they make fish cakes out of? Is that right?
That's right.
Did you hear the question?
I heard the question, Mr. Howard. You don't have to repeat it.
Well, now, that's great. We certainly are getting along great here. We're improving, Mr. McNaughton. You heard the question, and perhaps you can tell me the answer.
Well, say, Mr. Howard, isn't that expecting too much?
Uh-huh.
After all, you know, there's a limit to everything.
What was the question, Mr. Howard?
What kind of seafood do we make fish cakes from?
Fish cakes? Do fish eat cakes?
Fish eat cakes? No, fish cakes. I'm talking about fish cakes.
Oh. Boy, I never heard of fish cakes, and I've been fishing all my life, and I've yet to catch a fish cake.
You have yet to catch a fish cake. Mr. Sheldon, I sure do wish I had sore eyes.
Yeah?
You would be a sight for them. Miss McConnell, do you do any cooking at home?
Oh, certainly. Today I baked a sponge cake.
A sponge cake?
Yep. I sponge the eggs off of Sadie Wright.
Uh-huh.
I sponge the flour from Mrs. Goodman. And I sponge the sugar from Mrs. Haynes.
Yeah. Sponge cake.
Sponge cake.
Sponge cake.
You know? Oh, yes. That's very tasty, you know.
Very tasty.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Howard, I went to a cooking school for 2 years.
You went to cook? Did you graduate?
Oh, rather, I graduated with flying crawlers.
Flying crawlers.
Oh.
Flying crawlers.
I don't get it.
I didn't think you would.
You know, I went for lunch today and there was no one home, so I got my own lunch.
You got your own lunch?
Yeah, I cooked some cold-boiled ham.
I see.
You cooked some cold-boiled ham? Well, how do you cook cold-boiled ham?
You just take the ham and boil it in cold water.
Oh,
it's simple.
That's your shelf. Without a doubt, I must say, you have the lowest IQ I ever saw.
Can I help it if my suspenders are loose?
Oh, yeah. Your brains are loose, too. the question is, what seafood do we make fish cakes out of? Now, let's get... I tell you what we better do, Mr. Audience. Suppose we pay our guest here for the question. Fish cakes are made from codfish.
How much will I pay him, Mr. Howard?
Well, I don't know. Are you going anywhere after the program tonight, Mr. Chris?
Yeah.
You are, huh? Do you think $20 would make the evening more interesting?
Think it would.
You think it would? Okay, pay him $20, Mr. Elliott.
Here you are, Joe Chris. $20 for the compliments of Peel's beer. Thank you.
Thank you a lot. And now, can we have a little music from the corn cob?
Oh, my wife and I live all alone in a little old hut we call our own. She loves beer and I love rum. I'll tell you what, we've lots of fun. Ha, ha, ha! You and me, a little brown jug, how I love thee. Ha, ha, ha! You and me, a little brown jug, how I love thee.
Mr. Elliott.
Mr. Howard, this is Mary Vale, and she's a whack.
Well, how do you do, Miss Vale? I must say, it's very nice to have you with us, Miss Vale.
Oh, yes, indeed it is, rather. Yes. Looks charming, doesn't she, Mr. Howard?
Yes, she does.
Very charming. And me with small eyes and no ambition.
Yes. And don't forget your flat feet. Is New York your hometown, Miss Vale?
No, it isn't.
Would you mind telling us where you're from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, Detroit, Michigan. Detroit.
What do you know about that Detroit, Michigan?
Yeah.
You know, I never worked in that town.
You know, Mr. Howard, I played in that town.
You played in Detroit?
Oh, yes, Miss Vale. I played in Shakespeare's As You Like It with the original cast.
Well, wait a minute. By Mr. McNaughton, the original cast has been dead over 300 years.
Oh, no wonder I got all the laughs.
Oh, no wonder. Do you like the service, Miss Vale?
Yes, I do, very much.
I noticed you've got a stripe on your arm. What does that signify?
On my arm?
Yeah.
That's a private first class.
Oh, private first class. I wondered if you were ranked the same as the male portion of the Army.
Yes, we are.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. I'm learning things every day here, Mr. Elliott. You know that? Have you a question for us tonight?
Yes. What precious stone do we see in a pearl necklace?
Well, now that's very, very good question. Did you hear the question, gentlemen? What precious stone do we see in a pearl necklace?
My old man bought me something nice for my neck.
I see.
What was it, a rope?
A rope.
No, it wasn't a rope. Well, he bought me a lavalier.
A lavalier? For your neck? Boy, we got one of them things hanging in the middle of our dining room.
Mr. Sheldon, for your information, that's a chandelier.
Oh, no, Mr. Howard. The chandelier is a piece of furniture with drawers in it. You put your ties and your collars in.
That's a chiffonier.
Oh, no. A chiffonier is the man who sells things to the highest bidder.
That's an auctioneer.
Are you crazy? You don't have to holler at us. I know an auctioneer. An auctioneer is one of those fellas that pushes boats around in the Venice Canal.
Wait a minute. That's a gondolier.
Oh, I beg to differ with you, Mr. Howard. A gondolier is a man who runs an engine.
That's an engineer, Mr. McCord. That runs an engine.
What engineer? What kind of an engine?
An engine. One of those big clumsy things that shoots off steam.
Now we're back to Miss McConnell again.
We have a question here.
Yeah, what was the question?
The question is, what was the question, Miss Vale?
What precious stone do we see in a pearl necklace?
Thank you, that's fine. What precious stones do we see in a pearl necklace?
You know, my girl's birthday is next week. I think I'll buy her a necklace.
Oh, great.
I was going to buy her one last year, but I didn't want to break a dollar bill.
Mr. Shelton, don't be so stingy. I mean, don't you know that for every single thing you give away, two come back to you?
That's right. I gave my daughter away last August, and I got her and her husband back in September.
Look, Mr. Elliott, I suppose we pay our charming guest here $20 for a question. And thank you a lot for helping us out.
Here you are, Miss Vale, $20, and the best of luck from Peel's Beer.
Thank you again, Miss Vale. Well, I see staring me in the face the crackpot question.
Oh, Mr. Howard, there's a young lady here to see Miss McConnell.
Well, that shouldn't be hard. On a clear day, you can see Miss McConnell from Coney Island.
Oh, yeah? On a clear day, she couldn't see you 2 feet away with a pair of binoculars. Send her in, Mr. Elliott.
Now, wait just a minute here.
Good evening, Miss McConnell. Are you ready to be interviewed?
Interviewed?
Yes, Mr. Howard, I'm being interviewed by a famous fashion magazine. Vague.
Tell me, Miss McConnell, have you any beauty secrets?
If she has any beauty, it sure is a secret, I'll tell
you. You keep out of this tall, stark, and invisible.
Miss McConnell, what would you say was the first requisite of charm?
Well, let me see. I would say a soft, well-cultured voice, like mine.
Yes, if you intend to take up hog calling for a career, Miss McConnell.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to forget that I'm a lady.
Why not? Everyone else has.
Miss McConnell, perhaps you'd care to tell your public to what you owe your happy nature.
Well, I'd say...
I know just what you're going to say. Peel's Extra Premium Beer.
Oh.
Well, as a matter of fact...
You are going to tell us about the crisp, clean taste of Peel's Beer.
Well,
and how that super smoothness makes Peel's Beer all a thirsty person could ask for. And how for over 60 years... Peel's has been pledged to keep the quality up.
But I wasn't...
And how Peel's still stands by that pledge, making beer with the same lip-smacking quality today that's made Peel's famous as New York's own extra premium beer for over 60 years.
I was going to say...
You were going to say how you would like everyone to try a glass of Peel's tonight and taste that deep down satisfying goodness of Peel's.
Well, I thought...
Thank you so much, Miss McConnell. That was one of the most interesting interviews I've ever had. I know our readers will enjoy reading all the splendid advice you have just given them. Well, goodbye now.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Wow.
Say, Mr. Howard, what advice did I give her?
Well, if you gave her any, Miss McConnell, she didn't take it. Well, as I said before, that brings us right smack up against the crackpot question. Now, here it is. It was sent in by Mr. Dolezal. Here it is. What president of the United States fought in the Spanish-American War? The Roosevelt Boulevard in Philadelphia is named after him. He organized the Rough Riders. Bear in mind, his first name was Teddy. What's his name?
Teddy Bear.
That is wrong. But, Mr. Elliott, send Mr. Dole his all $15.18 for his question because it pays to be ignorant. Well, that's it, folks. 8 o'clock is about here, so we'll have to call it quit. Sorry we didn't get to the rest of our contestants. But, Mr. Elliott, suppose you give them each $5 for being good enough to come up here on the stage and help us out.
Right, Mr. Howard. $5 to Edwin Myers, Ann Plachter, and Alla Mosser.
Thank you all, and I'll be right back now with the thought of the week.
It pays to be ignored.
segment was created by Tom Howard and directed by Roger Bauer, and will be heard again next Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime.
Well, folks, I hope you've had as much fun out of this hodgepodge as we have had. This is Tom Howard again reminding you that the grass is always greener in the other fella's yard till you have to mow it. So with that, I'll just say goodnight for Peel Brothers of Brooklyn, brewers of New York's own extra premium beer. Good night, folks.
Well, as usual.